Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Flying around in the final hour of the big show. It's a Friday, which means it's an FYF Friday, which means we have our comedian of the day. Barry has hand-selected. If you missed the background story, he may give you a little here and there, but you can go back and check the podcast. Get on ESPN975.com and check out what you missed earlier in the show, and he broke it down for you. Tyshawn Shannon, former Saturday Night Live writer, also a comedian. Good stuff. So he can give you some back channel on that as we go along. But
did this dude just celebrate and lost?
Oh yeah, I was just telling you in the break. And what? There's two bad things. One, you have premature celebration, and two, you do it sitting next to AJ.
Did he just celebrate and lose AJ?
Yeah, it was sort of an unfortunate situation.
He goes, yes!
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh!
So here's the deal. I just got knocked out, too.
Oh, in your face. Oh.
So the way it works is whoever knocks me out got $100.
Right.
Okay.
So when I play, everybody wants to play because everybody wants to have just a shot
right.
at it.
The bounty.
So it turns out that I got two fives. I go all in. I got a pretty short stack. One dude calls me with ace nine, and the other dude called me with queen jack.
Okay.
And queen jack is on the flop, so he's got two pairs from the go.
Okay, you're
basically
done.
I need a five to have a
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
The next card's like a three, and then so I'm thinking, well, okay, well it's a five or nothing. An ace comes out, and the dude with ace nine. Say yes, but he didn't realize that the other dude had two pair already, and that just because you got one big pair doesn't beat two pair. So
what did everybody at the table be like? What the hell is wrong with
that's
this
why
dude?
I try to keep calculation in my head of what
it's hard.
Of what can happen.
Yeah,
and in my head I was like, okay, the only possible card that can beat this dude now is a five for me.
Yes.
Like I had already counted this dude out of the game.
Yeah, he's not winning.
And then the ace came, and he jumped up, and I said, man, did I mess up?
Agent, like
I watched your facial expressions, because he's been killing me on facial expressions, but I look over there.
Yeah, that was
first, this
earlier.
Guy stands up, and he's like in this Billy White Shoes Johnson celebration of a touchdown mode. Then I see your face, and I'm like, something's not adding up.
I mean, it just made me feel dumb, because like it only made me feel dumb for a second, because I was
like,
right.
Wait a minute.
But for a second, I was like, man, I just I'm not paying attention. What's wrong with me? Then I was like, no, he ain't paying attention. It's him.
It was funny because earlier I'm watching you at the table with all the guys at the table, and you were just overselling it like crazy. Like, you just look like you were so pissed. And I'm thinking, oh.
Dude, there's no overselling.
He's the worst bluffer on the planet.
There was no bluffing because I would look at those cards and make a sad face and then throw them in the trash.
Oh, I didn't see you throw them in. I thought you were playing them.
That old man next to me, that he got knocked out, but he was just running roughshod on the table for a while. And I've been getting no cards. Finally, I get two red jacks in my hand. I say, oh, it's time.
Yeah.
But he's on my right. So right before I'm ready to play, this dude says, all in.
Oh, no.
You had to fold.
So I'm looking at these jacks like, that's why I'm shaking my head.
That was the one. That was the one, I bet.
Yeah.
That was the one.
So I threw him away, and then he flips over two red aces. So
now,
I was glad I threw
him
away.
Why did you throw him away? What's the strategy? Because me, I would have played him. Why did you throw him away? You just knew?
Because it would have been from if I would have lost, I would have been out of the tournament.
Out of the tournament, yeah.
And you're not going in with a pair
jacks?
Of jacks?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Not if he's going all in. He's got a bunch of money.
Yeah, the
in
guy
front
in front of me who's got like the biggest stack at the table at the time. He's
my
not,
stupid ass would have went in with
he's
the
not
jacks.
Risking everything on 9-7. He's got a hand.
Did it turn out that was the right play?
He had aces in his hand.
I know, but what was the flop?
Oh, I don't know. He won the hand because I got out of it.
Oh, it was just you two left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what did you think of Cowboys and Indians in Midtown yesterday? That was fantastic.
Midtown. It's not in Midtown.
It is. That's what's on the copy.
There's nothing more special than driving home to know that you're going to both of us. We're getting called out, roasted left, right. I'm like, well, AJ feels good today.
It's not Midtown. As I expected, it was in Montrose.
It's right there off of West Gray. You go down to Taft, and you take a left. That's freaking Midtown.
How many businesses do you guys own in Midtown or Montrose?
None.
Oh, because it's funny. Either. The guy who owns Cowboys and Indians said, oh, this is Montrose.
Well, then tell him he wrote the wrong copy.
He was also drinking because he said he had to muster drunk. Enough courage to be
on
air.
How drunk does he get that he forgets where his bar is? He can't be that bad.
Yeah, Haas is really bad.
He was aiming at the artsy crowd with that.
That's right.
That's why he did that.
And plus,
favorite was all day yesterday. Joel kept talking about, you can see the skyline. You can see, like, one building.
I'm setting the ambiance. I'm painting the visuals.
But you can see, like, the crane building construction.
It was all the power lines. You couldn't see anything, but, like, you could see the tip of one building.
From where I was sitting between the buildings, I could see the skyline.
Oh, no, it's a good place, though. It was a good meal. It's a nice, solid spot, man. And yeah. You know how I could tell it was Montrose? They had magazines in there, gay magazines.
Yeah,
that's how you know.
That's definitely that
they were targeting the artsy crowd.
That is too funny.
You couldn't finish the quesadillas?
I could have, but I ate three of them. I ate three of the four, and then Fred came up and was like, he said, is that the quesadilla? I said, yeah. He's like, oh, is that the whole order? And I was like, it was four of them. He's like, oh, I can't eat all that. So I just gave him my last one, and then Barry had told me, get the quesadilla, chicken fried steak.
Or the burger.
Or
I told you, or.
Himalayan heat burger.
And then he told me get a piece of cake.
Yeah.
So I ate three quarters of the quesadilla. That chicken fried steak's bigger than your head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a...
Bro, we've done... How many eating challenges have we done? I know you can eat. That's why I told you
what
to get.
I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm trying to go, you know...
in a food coma.
Just because I can
do a
food challenge. When I do a food challenge, I go to sleep.
Yeah, but I would have ate that normally. I don't understand that. To me, that's not a lot of food. That's just a meal.
Well,
that's just I don't understand.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't know why this whole new AJ trying to be skinny. Yeah, I don't. You're getting old. That's what it is.
It could be that.
You're falling off
a little bit.
But I'm glad you guys, everybody, enjoyed the food. Now, speaking of, I'm about to order. What did you get? You said you got the nachos here
last
time.
Were
they good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad. I'm thinking about getting the wings and the breakfast tacos. That's my combo.
What time is it?
It's 3:07. I'll eat breakfast three times a day. I love breakfast.
Nice combo platter, though.
That's like, wings and breakfast tacos.
Yeah, you damn right.
He's going to mix in some red velvet cake.
You know who would order some stuff like that? My five-year-old would be like, okay. Oh, I want wings and breakfast tacos.
Well, if they had grilled cheese, I'd get that, too.
And cereal.
Yeah, and a grilled cheese and some nuggets.
Can you put it on a Lazy Susan so I can just sample it?
I'll do it. I don't care. I was going to get that Texas Mud Bowl, but that doesn't even sound like I would want to eat that.
Mud Bowl?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's in that.
Mud Bowl, it sounds like when some
it's like an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Some dirty chick sits on your face or something. It's
like a cow turd or something.
Wearing ropers.
Yeah.
That's the Texas Mud Bowl. It's guacamole covered in queso, covered in black beans, topped in pico.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that stuff sounds pretty good. I'd come up with a better name.
Yeah, I think I would.
You think?
I mean, this ain't my place, but if it was, I'd have a different name.
I'm like, man, we're just not selling any Texas Mud Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I wonder why. That and the porta potty burger. No one's buying the porta potty burger. I don't understand it, you know?
No one's buying the this is going to give you cancer steak for some reason. I don't understand.
I think with the Texas Mud Bowl, you get some Rocky Mountain oysters or
maybe
something.
Maybe so.
No, thank you.
Maybe so.
Oh,
you've never done that?
Mm. No.
On oysters?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've got it.
You have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife actually had to trick me into eating tongue.
Oh, I love it.
We went to a...
It's called lingua. That's good stuff.
I didn't know that because despite the fact that I am married to a Latina, I don't know any Spanish. So we were at some Mexican food restaurant in the Woodlands of all places, and she was like, do you want an appetizer? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, we'll get the lingua. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know what it was. And I'm eating, and she's like, do you like it? I was like, yeah, this is good. She's like, yeah, that's tongue. I was like, what? No, this is disgusting.
See, for me, if it's cow, I'll eat it.
Brains? Head cheese?
I mean, it's not good. I've eaten it. It's not good.
Crunchy.
It's not good, but
it's
like.
Crunchy?
It depends on what you get. You can get some of the.
No.
I've eaten every part of a pig you can eat.
Really?
And I like it all. So, the only thing that grossed me, like if someone told
you've
me.
You've had a pig's feet?
Yeah, I've had pig's feet.
Pig's feet?
I had at Haymerch, and I had that pig head. The
what?
Yeah, the whole face. You get the nose, the lips, the eyeball, everything you eat.
That's no.
Yep.
I'm a no.
And it's good.
That.
Why?
I'm
it's pig.
Pass. No.
I'm gonna pass.
Eyeball
on that too.
Yeah. Eyeball.
Yeah.
As it's Aaron's squishy? About to throw
was
up.
Yeah, squishy.
Like a marshmallow?
No, was not it? Like a marshmallow. It's like a. I don't know. It's like a when you first bite it, it feels like it's you got a big like a really big gummy bear in your mouth.
Like those what was that gum with the juice in the middle? Does it juice
winch
in
gum
it?
Or
whatever? Yeah, yeah, those things. That's
freshen gross. Up.
Do you
freshen
remember,
up.
Do you remember a show like called Faces of Death?
Yes.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
They had one where this chick was eating monkey brains, and it was fresh monkey brains. So, in other words, they bring a monkey to the table, and they set it down, and it's a live monkey going, please don't eat my brains, and they just go right on top of the head, split the head open, and eat the brains right
Everybody
there.
Everybody always said
That's
that that
so
show was
disgusting.
Real, but I don't think that show was real.
Oh, yeah. I think it was.
Though they said For the videos, sure. a lot of the videos yeah. were, the actual videos,
live
it became a show.
Monkey
it was...
brains. They just put this, they put a little collar around his head and knock it out, split the head open, and eat the
it's
brains
like on,
right there.
On, what was it? On Hannibal.
You can taste what it's
thinking.
Yeah, I
was going to say, it's Silence of the Lambs type yeah. thing on, yeah. Yeah, with can, Ray Liotta at the yeah. table, and you cut around the head. And
you can taste what it's thinking. That's how fresh yeah. it is. It's yeah. nasty. You would do that?
I don't. I wouldn't eat a monkey. That's why I said okay. there's like, if it was a pig brain or cow brain, I would, because those are animals I eat. But I won't eat a dog. I won't even, if a dog's okay. got like a
don't
a,
knock it till you try.
Yeah, I won't eat it. If a dog had a ribeye, I wouldn't eat it.
Ooh, I would.
You know, or if a cat had a fillet, I'd probably pass. Oh. But and I don't, right. I won't eat horse. But
horse or horse,
either. You could get cancer like that. That's how you get HPV.
No, yeah, I was gonna say that's yeah. herpes. That's not
I think
cancer.
That no, I think Michael Douglas got cancer, throat cancer from
eating horse.
That's his story.
Yeah,
he's sticking to it. All right, we continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. That guy right there, AJ, is going to be with Fred. He's going to take you home from 4 to 7, but until then, we'll take you up till 4. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, and spend some euros, or maybe visit
Berlin, the walls with the murals. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't miss the traffic or the hot weather or the Mexicans. But other than that... I'm kidding. I mean, come on. I'm used to the weather. But seriously.
T'Shawn Shannon, comedian of the day on an FEF Friday for Funny. Barry has picked him out. Former SNL writer for about 10 years. We've been playing the clips of him throughout the show. Good stuff there. Barry and I here at Prime Social on Westheimer past Hillcroft right by Molina's. Where if you're in the mood to play some poker on this bright sunny day as you get out of work a little early, stop by and see us. We'll be here till 4, Blitz here till 7. Lots of stuff going on.
I saw a guy leaving, I guess, to go either get more money, go to the restroom, I don't know, go to his car and get a piece, who knows.
Okay.
He was wearing a World Series of Poker jacket.
I saw it, the WSOP.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that's the same guy that wears an Affliction shirt to a UFC fight.
For sure.
But not an actual fighter.
Right.
Like, is that supposed to intimidate somebody?
Not if you have moobs. You can't go to an Affliction t-shirt with moobs.
No, but I'm thinking, like, you wearing a World Series of Poker jacket to a poker game isn't really scaring anybody.
Right.
I don't believe. I think it's more of a, that's just a front. I don't care about that. So, yeah, I don't know. How
that's
are you?
Weird.
Kim out here bringing us drinks very nicely. Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it.
Q, they've all been great to us. We appreciate them. Stop by and tip them very, very
yes,
generously
be
when
kind.
You're here. Yeah, good stuff from
very,
good people
very
here.
Very talented.
Kim is
very talented.
And okay.
Is that strong drink there, Aaron? Are you going to get drunk and try to keep us on air?
It's Diet Coke, right, Aaron? Straight? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I hear that if you play, if you are in the
Participate.
Game. It's a lot like Vegas in that the drinks are free-flowing and not expensive, if you catch my drift.
I think you let the cat out of the bag, but okay.
Yeah.
So that's another good reason to stop on by. Fred and AJ here, they've been here early, so you can stop by, see them, take a selfie. get put down. And also lots of people still playing in this big poker game. The room is filling up as people filter out of work, so that's a good thing. As we continue to roll on.
Brad said that Jack is probably more of a, damn it, I bought this thing and I have nowhere to wear it.
So look cool wearing it in a room.
So I'm going to go play poker so I have a place to wear this jacket. Yeah, that's probably it. Kyle wanted to remind everybody, FYI, it's tax season. So just remember, you can't claim holes on your tax return.
Okay.
I think that was, I don't remember why that came up, but that came up at some point. I always forget. Jerome.
That's why.
When you were on vacation, Jerome and I were talking about being able to claim hoes on your tax return. It's not a thing. You can't do that. And we got this text. Props to AJ if he's tried chitterlings and liked it. I'm black and I can't do it. I was going to ask him, has he ever had chitlins?
Chitlins. I was going to say chitlins, whatever they
It's
the
same
said,
thing. Yeah. It's the same thing. But, yeah, I've had chitlins once. Nope.
Yeah, we've had Travis go in depth on all kinds of soul food.
The smell alone should be the warning for you. I was at a friend's house and his mom was making chitlins and I was like, "What is that smell?" He's like, "Bro, you've never had chitlins." I was like, "No." He was like, "Man, you need to try them." I was like, "It smells so bad."
Intestines?
Yeah, and you have to clean them. You have to get the stuff out of the intestines before they cook them.
It's like buying a used porta potty.
And I had one, and I was like, "Oh no, I'm not. I can't. You know, I can't. I can't do it." And I didn't want to be disrespectful to his mom, but it was not my thing. Put it that way. Not my thing. Yeah.
That's crazy. Aaron's making the rounds with his
he keeps showing something. What,
Brock
was there
Osweiler
news?
Signing with the Miami Dolphins. So the
damn
the big
that's a new
the
low.
Big heist continues as he continues to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Man, I don't know who to feel more sorry for now, the Saints for signing Tom Savage or the Dolphins for signing Brock Osweiler.
Brock keeps checking money on top of money because he got all that Texans money, got let go, got money from the Broncos. Now he's getting money from the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, he's he is definitely cashing in on his small sample size out there in Denver. We got this text that came in. Why? Remember now we talked about Michael Bennett and the grand jury indicting him for knocking over an elderly paraplegic woman because she was working security. So this texter has a really good question. Why was a paraplegic the last line of defense between spectators and the Super Bowl field celebration at NRG? That's a valid question.
It's a legitimate question.
If you're trying to prevent unnecessary people, I'm thinking that a 65-year-old paraplegic woman isn't the best option. Now, I'm all for being equal, but sometimes you have to be logical.
In your placement.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, if I'm going to – let's say I'm rich and I'm going to hire a limo driver. I'm not going to hire a blind limo driver. That's probably a bad option if you need a limo driver, is to be like, you know what? What you doing this weekend, Stevie Wonder? Like, that's you don't do that. You don't. So why, if you've got somebody that needs to work security?
Now, and to be fair, because I've seen security at the Toyota Center, also security at NRG, in which they have equal opportunity employer. They employ everybody, but
which
they,
is great.
You would see not, that I'm they not, are more yeah. strategic in terms of look. You know, that's some like, of the people put them at the back door location to check entrances and credentials.
Yes,
that's
yes.
one thing, but stopping elevator. A defensive lineman from running onto the field might be a challenge.
How about let them work the elevator where you
yes.
know you got to?
Yep.
But that would be like taking somebody in a wheelchair and saying, "All right, you need to go out here and sell beer." Oh, how are you going to get up and down the steps? That's not smart. That's not a smart thing.
Yeah, that's a bit strange.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting more breaking news on the Michael Bennett thing on TMZ's Twitter. Michael Bennett said, quote, "I could own this MF-er before pushing elderly woman in wheelchair." I don't know where that came from. Like, is that did they have video of this?
That's
wow.
just not good. Let's just, yeah, that's not a good
it's
look.
It's a bad look, man.
Speaking of a bad look, we've talked all year long about ESPN making changes, cutting people left and right, a lot of people on the talent side, then on the backside in production.
Yep.
Now maybe we can figure out where some of the money's going. Ungodly amounts of money for this new version of the sports version of the Today Show that they are trying to create. They took one of my least favorites, if you listen to the show, Michelle Beadle.
Yeah, you're a huge fan.
They pried her off the corner Love stool in the Michelle bar Peter. In the neighborhood long enough to put her with Jalen Rose and Mike Greenberg.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The bill for this thing is ridiculous. It better work. Let's just say that. They won't give you the exact rented amount, but they've got and are leasing a 21,000-square-foot studio and office complex in Manhattan's South Street Seaport. That ain't cheap.
No, that's not cheap at all.
That's just for the facility, right?
Yeah.
Now, the salaries, we're just going for the big three. We're going for Beadle, Greenberg, and Jalen Rose.
And is that what we're calling the big three?
Well, I'm just saying in this instance.
Okay.
We're just going to go for the three that are involved.
Okay.
They're calling this thing Get Up. That's the name of the show.
Wait a minute.
Get Up. Morning
really?
Show.
Really?
Yep. Get Up Morning Show.
Get Up? Ah, that's terrible.
April 2nd debut, 3 months later than it was supposed to launch, which was January 1. So the three hosts,
Get Up.
If I can tell you what athletes and their salaries you could get for what they're making, it's going to blow your mind. But let's just start with their salaries. Okay, lowest of the three on the totem pole, who do you think it is?
You should do this. We should tease this because we got to do a break. Let's do the numbers on the backside.
Okay, so think about it. Okay. Mike Greenberg, who used to be part of Mike and Mike.
Yes.
All right, he's one of the hosts. Michelle Beadle, who was on all the NBA coverage.
Okay.
And then Jalen Rose, the ex-NBA player in a very prominent role on ESPN. Jalen Rose, I'll give you a hint, is the lowest paid of the three.
As he should be, probably.
All right, and then we'll just have you try and guess the salaries, and then we can kind of equal them up to what, you know, on the same page, athletes making the same amount.
Okay, all very right? good.
All right, so we'll get that on the flip side for this break. Before we get to the break, I want to tell you about American Wheel and Tire. Fantastic people, Mike and Tammy Gus. They've owned and operated the business for over 15 years. It's been in the family longer than that. And it's just the place that you would send anybody from your wife, your daughter, your mom, your dad, anybody, and they're going to take care of you. I've gotten my wheels and tires from them ever since I've been in Houston. You should, too. Whether you want a sporty look and a unique look or you just want to keep them stocked, the rims and the tires, you get them all from there, and they're going to last. They're going to make you look good, and you're going to get them at a fair price. They take care of you. They're honest. They're upfront. They're locally owned, as I mentioned. There's a reason why most of the pro athletes in Houston that look for rims and tires and ways to soup up their car go to American Wheel and Tire because they get quality at a lower price. It's a great look. Check out their website, AmericanWheelandTire.com. You can see all the different vehicles that they've worked on and upgraded. Also, they want to let you know about the massive selection of tires. All major brands, including private labels as well. Sets of tires starting between $299 and $399 per set. Fantastic tires at a reasonable price. They do all the work right there in front of you. And their waiting room is top-notch. It's leather furniture. It's a flat-screen TVs, refreshments, and there's a big bay window so you can watch your vehicle being worked on. If you have questions, your technician comes in, checks in with you, so you're never charged for something you didn't want and didn't need. It's a pristine store. It is great customer service, and it's locally owned and operated so that you, as Houstonians, will continue to go by. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or AmericanWheelandTire.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour, big show. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7. Fred, AJ, Barry, and myself right here at Prime Social on Westheimer, right past Hillcroft, right by Molina. Stop in, see us. Feel like playing some poker, it's the place to be. Very reasonable, but very much treated like a VIP inside. Very, very clean, cool atmosphere. Yeah. Lance Zierlein holding his own in between interviews on the NFL Network and yelling at people on the phone while he's mid-hand at his table. Lots going on here, and you can participate as well. Barry, the wings?
Wings are really good. I like the fact that they're not, and I guess that's by design, but it's not the ones that have the sauce on them.
Okay.
It's they're dry. Yeah, well, they're dry. They have sauce on them, but I guess they cook them with the sauce instead of afterwards. Because I imagine you don't want dudes with buffalo sauce all over their fingers touching all the chips and the cards.
Yep.
And it could get messy. But that, yeah, they're really good. I'm glad I listened to Kim. I asked her what should I get. What's
Baby
good.
Driver gives you thumbs up. He's in on it.
Yeah, good stuff. I dig it. Now, before we went to break, you were talking about this new morning show. What's it called? Hardwood? What is it?
Close enough.
If I had a basketball show in the morning, I would want to call it Hardwood. Morning Hardwood. Just talk basketball all morning, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so the show Get Up.
I deserved a dong for that, by the way.
You did. You didn't get it.
Totally. Nick, you're slipping.
The new ESPN version of the Today Show, which is 3 months late in launching. It was supposed to launch January 1st. Going to launch April the 2nd. It's going to be called Get Up Morning Show.
Right.
Original as it may sound. Michelle Beadle, Mike Greenberg, Jalen Rose.
Okay. All right. Okay.
On top of everything else, we know that the ESPN worldwide headquarters is in Bristol, Connecticut. But they are renting 21,000 square foot building in Manhattan, which you know isn't cheap, just for this show. Not for like the entire morning, noon and night. Just for this show. And then the salaries alone for the big three of the show.
Okay.
Jalen Rose, low on the totem pole. Salary.
Am I guessing?
Yes.
A million.
Higher.
What?
Keep going.
Three.
Yes.
Wow. That's stupid.
So Jalen Rose is getting $3 million, and you know he's low.
That is ridiculous.
Beadle, who you know how I feel. Beadle in the middle. You know what she's making?
Five.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
She's making $5 million from the NBA shows where she looks like she just had a hard night of drinking on the corner bar in the neighborhood. To $5 million for getting up in the morning.
That's ridiculous.
And that ain't getting you up, if
nope.
you know what I mean.
Nope.
And then the kicker is Mike Greenberg.
Okay.
Greeny leaves Mike and Mike to lead this show.
Which was the plan all along.
Six and a half.
Damn. So they have $14.5 million.
$14.5 million. Essentially, they could have Le'Veon Bell or they could have those three.
But they have $14.5 million invested in three people. Then I'm guessing no one's like, oh, finally these three are together doing a morning TV sports show that I want to watch.
Even
Thank
one personality
God.
That you go, now that dude in that environment could have some fun. It could be entertaining. I'd want to see that.
I just don't understand that. That seems like just wasted money. I know they got to have something, but doesn't that seem like you're just throwing things at the wall hoping it sticks? And it's costing you a lot of money to do
it? And like I said, it's one thing if you're just throwing that kind of money around. It's another thing when you've laid off over 300 people in the last year, both in front of and behind the camera, and then you're dropping coin like this. And just to put it in perspective, because I was telling you about the comparisons, for the same amount of money, you could have Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
You could have Andy Dalton, or you could have Josh Norman. Both are making about 13.9. And you want to go to the truly elite range, Joe Flacco at 12.
That's crazy.
You're making you're paying $14.5 million for, I would assume, 3 hours or less of those three people.
Now, the thing that I don't understand is why is Jalen Rose doing a multi sport morning show? I don't even enjoy him when he does basketball.
I think the biggest accomplishment in Jalen Rose's life is Molly Quarum, because I never saw that coming.
They're dating,
he dates Molly Quarum from Stephen A. Smith's show.
To me, he tries too hard.
He's always dropping rap lyrics. He's always trying to make that funny association that's not there. And they use him all over the place. He does blogs. He does radio shows. He does, you know, the sports centers, everything. He's a fill-in on First Take.
It's like one of those guys where I want to give him props for his basketball knowledge, but I can't get past all the other distracting stuff that I don't like about him.
Yeah, he's like a Swiss Army knife that couldn't open a can of tuna or a beer bottle. I mean,
you look at the ESPN roster and you think, that's your dream morning show? Like you said, that's why you laid off all these people so you
right.
could cobble the money together to put that lineup on in the mornings. Now, I do like Greenberg. I do. So I'm not knocking that. And I'm not that I think that Mike Greenberg is worth $6.5 million.
I think he's an acquired
for a TV show. But I do like him. You can't knock his knowledge. He's polished. He's professional. I get all that. That's why Mike and Mike was so successful.
Yeah, he's an acquired taste. But once you get used to him, you know, you're definitely right. He is definitely a professional.
But the rest of it is like, eh, okay.
Okay, so with all that being said, Barry, and we've broken it down from the rational perspective, it's always good to get the irrational perspective.
Okay.
Your best friend is on hold, and he wants to talk about Mike Greenberg's new show.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got half of it right.
Best friend.
Oh, you, Mike.
Oh, no.
Oh, you, Mike, you're on. What's up?
This is Fort Worth Jay.
Oh, it's Fort Worth Jay. What happened?
Well, we got over Mike on our screen.
Well, Dan, what's up, Fort Worth Jay? How's it going, man?
Hey, so check this out. I'm pulling into the Valero on Westheimer and Stony Brook, and I hear y'all live close to Prime right across the street. So I park at the pump. I ain't even been in Valero yet. I walk across busy-ass Westheimer traffic, get to the door, and you got to be a member to come inside Prime, Club,
yes.
Prime, Social, or
yes.
whatever. I've been living over here for 8 years.
Well, so
Now, I didn't know that. You couldn't come in and say,
You have to pay your membership fee. You don't have to be a member. You have to pay a membership fee to get in. Is that?
Well, I ain't paying no damn membership fee.
They just turned away, Jay.
Well, yeah, Fred said not before 4 o'clock. You don't pay the membership fee. They should have let you
in
for it, Jay. Maybe they just don't like
black
people.
I
don't know, Jay. I'm just kidding, bro. That's not.
Let me tell you something. That police officer in the front is very militant. And the girls
I know who you're talking about.
They are nice, but they are very militant with him. But he was very – I felt like I committed a crime for walking to the door. I was actually questioning myself to see if I did something wrong.
What have I done?
Yeah, like, I'm looking at Prime Social from the soda aisle at Valero. And, you know, I just try to come by and say what's up to y'all, but security is kind of tight. So,
you know, when you're big-time stars like Joel and me, you have a lot of security around you at all times. That's important.
And that's when the call went dead.
That's exactly why I did it.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call over, Jay, man.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good weekend, brother.
Nick, did we lose OU Mike?
Yeah, I think we lost OU Mike. We've got Keith who wants to talk a little bit about the new show on ESPN.
Okay.
What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I was listening to y'all talk about that new ESPN show. But my question is, how are they going to compete with all the other morning shows, especially a show like Good Morning America, Good Morning Football on NFL Network, which is a very excellent show, especially during football season. The market seems already saturated. I just don't know how they're going to compete with the other morning shows, including your political shows and your news shows, with the president saying now that everybody, you know, watches a lot. It just seems like they're trying too hard. I just get your thoughts.
I'll tell you this. I mean, first of all, enough people still watch SportsCenter in the morning
yep.
that don't want just that variety
no.
today, Good Morning America. I have a lot of people, including people in my vicinity, that do not like Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and it's pretty much a crap show to some
people.
How long
do you think this show lasts?
He thinks it's a very excellent show.
How long do you think this show will last on ESPN with Greenberg and Beadle?
Well, depending on what they're paying them, they'll just shuffle them around. They'll still, yeah, but I think maybe give it a year.
You give it a year?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty hefty investment to
look what they did with
to can it in a year. Well, okay.
There's that.
I don't know that they had a huge investment
okay.
in us, Joel.
All right. I'm just saying.
Let's be real. All right?
All right. Yeah, it's always good when
somebody said real quick before we go to break, somebody said, y'all cut out. What was Greenberg's salary again? $6.5 million.
Yep. So $6.5 million for Greenberg, $5 million for Beadle, $3 million Jalen Rose. 14
there
and a half
go.
Total. There you have it. All right, we got one segment left to go in the big show. Then we'll wrap it up and turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects.
The really
ESPN
big 97.5.
The big show. The biggest of big shows. That keeps Barry and I living in our rich neighborhoods where we call things, whether appropriate or not, Midtown instead of Montrose. That's the way we like to do things around here, and that's the way it's going to be. We are at Prime Social. We just found out that Fort Worth Jay should have been allowed in. I don't know what happened.
I said that. It's I don't know what happened.
Okay. I'm glad, I'll leave it there instead of what you said other than that.
Yeah, I forgot. Don't make jokes.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Jay, we're sorry we missed you, and we do appreciate you listening to this show. The big poker games are going on. Lance Zierlein is still surviving here. No one has been able to bump him out. AJ and Fred just decided to call it a day.
I don't think Fred got in, did he?
No, Fred did not play today, and AJ just gracefully bowed out so that he could do the show on time. That's how that went down.
Sure.
So, yeah, what else you got?
Tyler McKee said, "What? How is that show any different than Cold Pizza?" Exactly.
Yeah, and how did that do?
Exactly. I don't understand. Here's the thing. You feel like people are just throwing money around and just, well, we have this hour. We have to have something there. Just throw something in there. Well, what's wrong? I mean, I would rather throw on the SportsCenter reruns and just listen to them while I'm getting ready for work or whatever than to hear people that I don't care about.
Well, you know what was weird? Similar to what we were just talking about. Those people they had to find other jobs for while they still employed them because Jay Crawford ended up, you know, it bombed. So Jay Crawford ended up being a SportsCenter host and hosting other, you know, small shows.
Right.
Kit Hoover ended up on like some knockoff version of Entertainment Tonight eventually, but they tried to find spots for her. Thea Andrews ended up on another network doing another thing. And Dana Jacobson, who started there, is now on CBS covering sports and doing their mornings, but she went sidelines for CBS. She's done everything all over the planet. But that show, and Skip Bayless and Woody Page, that's where they got their start. And then that spinoff actually did better than Cold Pizza.
I don't think I ever watched one episode of Cold Pizza.
Kit was all right. Kit was kind of hot at the time. But that was.
But I don't watch a show just because the chick is hot.
Okay.
I mean, I have the internet. I can Google her and pull up all her Instagram bikini pictures. Okay. I don't have to sit through a terrible talk show to see that, right? Because then it's not even, if they're hot, it's like they're usually in a suit or whatever, or however they're dressing nowadays on ESPN, but I don't know. I guess, dude, I'm kind of grumpy, though. I don't care that much about morning TV. I do like the morning, I don't know what it's called because I don't pay attention that much, but I'll put it on when baseball season rolls around. I'll put on the MLB Network in the morning, and that's a really good show. Whatever that show is with the chick with the nice legs, that's a great show.
It's a good breakdown.
AJ said that's Peter Gammons. Yeah, great legs, terrible teeth, Peter. Terrible teeth.
It's her.
You ever checked out Peter Gammons'
teeth? Her last name's Watney.
Watney, is it?
Yeah, she does the real, like, around all the games real quickly. They do the quick synopsis.
No, it's not Watney, I don't believe.
Heather Watney, I think.
No. No, she sits on the couch. Well, it's not a casting couch, AJ. She sits on the couch with, damn it, I can't remember any of their names. See, this is why it doesn't matter the people that you put out there. Most people don't care. They don't remember all the names. They just want to hear the stuff that's interesting to them.
Dick Justice? Richard Justice?
No, it's not Richard Justice. It's Lauren Shahadi.
Okay.
Nice legs. Way better legs than Peter Gammons, by the way. Way better legs. Who is the guy? Matt Vasgersian. That's the guy that kind of runs the show. He's the leader of the show. It's a good if you like baseball.
Isn't Matt Vasgersian the new host of Sunday Night Baseball with Alex Rodriguez?
Is he?
I think so. I think he just got it with Alex Rodriguez, and they're keeping
play-by-play. They're doing play-by-play.
They're keeping Jessica Mendoza and Buster Olney.
Well, whatever the MLB show is in the morning, that's the one I watch. I don't watch much else.
Okay.
I usually sit down and catch up on my DVR, and then I do a ton of show prep. I mean, like, man, so much.
Okay.
Why the skeptical okay, Joel?
Matt Vasgersian is the new play-by-play guy with A-Rod and Jess Mendoza, along with Buster.
I'm so ready for baseball season. Next week.
Next Thursday, opening
I'm going to do a big – I know everybody's clamoring for my MLB preview. I'm going to do a huge preview for SportsMap. When I say huge, I mean I'll probably write two lines about each team and then tell you the significant transactions for the team and then do my predictions. But nothing major. But, you know, got to have something to write about, right?
Yeah, believe me, on Sunday nights I sometimes feel exactly that. But it's fun getting ready for baseball season. And on top of that, big weekend coming up. Nick, got any plans?
No big plans. I'm probably just going to stay home. No, I'm probably not, but I'm going to think of something.
Wait a minute. This isn't – no big plans. I'm going to probably stay home. No, I'm not. Why did you
– I just don't have any plans, so I have to think of something.
You going to the Rockets game Saturday night?
I will. I probably won't go Sunday though.
I promised my mom that I would go to one of these games
with the rowdies,
and I think I'm going to go tomorrow, but I don't know yet.
Is it back to back this weekend at home, Nick? Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, it's back. It's one of the last two back to backs of the season.
Maybe I'll do Sunday's game because that's a little earlier, right? That's a 6 o'clock.
New Orleans is Saturday night. Who's Sunday? The Bulls.
I believe it's the Hawks.
I was going to say it's the Hawks.
Or it might be the Bulls, but I think it's the Hawks.
Okay. I might go to the Hawks game just because then I know I don't have to stand up and cheer a lot because that game will be over early.
So will the Bulls game. They're tanking harder than...
Well, the Pelicans game I feel like is going to be a little more...
Pelicans got a legitimate shot for a top four seed.
It's going to be a better game, but that's almost why I want to stay home and watch it because it's... Yeah, I got to prepare to talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, and so Pelicans game, on Saturday, Hawks on Sunday, Bulls on Tuesday.
Are you going to go to the Sunday game, Nick?
No, I got to take my mom to the airport, so no, negative.
Okay.
You guys probably realize that, by the way?
What?
As of last night, the Pelicans are in the fourth spot.
Yeah.
There is a tie between the Pelicans and the Thunder for 4-5 at 43-30. Mm-hmm. San Antonio is 6 at 42-30. So in the loss column, like you know I like to do, three teams tied with 30 losses for 4, 5, and 6, so that's a toss-up. Portland's already got some distance on those teams with a three-game lead there, and we know 1 and 2 are basically untouchable. And then the last two teams, 31 losses, the Timberwolves and the Jazz, it is wide open in the West.
Yeah, it's gonna make for a fun final.
And then the
week
Chronicle came out and said, "What Luke and Paul are doubtful for Saturday's game." So I'm assuming James is gonna be stubborn old James and continue to play.
Yeah, especially with those guys out, he'll think he'll shoulder the load.
Wait, for Saturday's game or Sunday's?
Saturday
game?
And Sunday.
Yeah, they're. I said earlier in the show, Luke and Chris Paul are going to sit out for the weekend. The earliest they will be back, according to D'Antoni, will be Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I get it. I mean, you should be able to beat the Hawks without Luke Mbamute and Chris Paul. Anyways, you should probably be able to beat the Hawks if James Harden sat down as well on Sunday.
Used to be you could beat the Pelicans with just Anthony Davis going up against James Harden with supporting cast.
Yeah.
But the Pelicans are playing some damn good
basketball.
They are
playing pretty well. But you know what? I'm okay if they lose that game. It's not going to do that much damage. The season, yeah. I mean.
The regular season has been decided.
They've gotten through the hardest part. When I wrote the article about resting Harden on Thursday or whatever the hell I wrote it. But the strength of schedule between them and the Warriors was exactly the same. I mean, there's no difference really going down the stretch. You don't have anything to risk.
Yeah.
Please sit them out. Please.
The regular season is over from a Rockets perspective. Yep. You got it all wrapped up.
Okay.
The main thing is to just be healthy.
Are they going to – can the Warriors catch the Rockets? Even if they came back healthy, could they catch them?
In the regular season?
Yeah, right now. No. Nick, can the Warriors catch the Rockets?
No. It's very slim possibility. It's still a possibility, but it's very, very slim.
It ain't happening.
So why not? Why not just like we talked about earlier? I think you got to, as Mike D'Antoni, as the coach, you got to take James Harden into your office and sit him down and say, "Look, I know you want to play for whatever reason. Not going to happen. You're going to have to sit out at least three games between now and the end of the season."
Yeah, Rockets would have to lose.
I'll let you pick the games, James, but you're going to have to sit out three games. You're going to have to rest. I don't think that's unreasonable.
We talked about it earlier in the show. I completely agree. Sit his ass down.
Yeah. Be like, look, here's five teams that we don't need you for. The Hawks, the Bulls. Like, pick up these games. Pick three games, and those are the games you're going to sit out. Yeah, I'll let you play against the Spurs or whoever else you want to play against. There's nothing to prove at this point.
Pelicans, Hawks, Bulls, Suns, Spurs, and Wizards.
I'll go to the equipment manager, and I'll say, take his uniform. Put it in the top shelf up in the corner, and don't let him find it. He's not playing. Yeah. And then even if he wants to play, he can't suit up.
Yeah, and then I stand by what I said. Even between now and the end of the season, Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capella should not play more than 20 to 25 minutes a game.
I don't disagree.
Period.
I told you all that story, by the way, when Pete Maravich was later in his career and Frank Layden wouldn't play him with the Jazz. He literally told he took his uniform and left it on the chair and put his sweats on. And I was a ball boy, and I was like, hey, Pete, you know, your uniform's still on the chair. And he goes, young man, I don't know how old you are, but I'm sure you can stomach this, but I'm butt naked underneath my warm-ups.
I'm like,
what? And he goes, I want the coach to call my number.
Nice.
He was ready to just do the tearaways and call it a career.
That's how I do this show.
Anyway.
All right, well.
Y'all have a great weekend. Stay tuned because the Blitz is next. It's Fred, it is AJ, it is Jong, and they're going to take you home till 7 o'clock for Nick at the studio and Barry and myself here at Prime Social. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yeah, boy. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.